Let's return now to our ongoing coverage of the wildfires that tore through Southern California last month. Amid all the devastation, thousands of children also had their education disrupted. At least a dozen schools were burned or so badly damaged that kids can't return anytime soon. William Brangham recently spent time with teachers and students from one elementary school in Altadena, California, to better understand how educators keep moving forward in the middle of a disaster zone.
We don't want to miss the bus, do we?
Parents rush to get kids on the bus. Students are greeted as they head into class. It has the look and feel of a normal school day for Rosebud Elementary in Altadena, California. But it's not, because this is Rosebud today. What was once a small charter school is now an unrecognizable pile of twisted metal, ash, and rubble. It's one of the more than 9,000 buildings that were consumed by the massive Eaton fire a month ago. Melted desks, a charred water fountain, warped playground equipment. They're just the few hints of what this place used to be.
Our school burned down on January 7th in the middle of the night, and my house is literally 1 mile from the school, and it also burned.
Good morning.
Sean Brown runs Rosebud Elementary.
So we had about 35 students who lost their homes, whose homes burned completely down.
And 35 out of how many?
Out of 175.
Wow, so big percentage of kids.
That was a big percentage of kids. And then we had another roughly 29 students who were displaced and were just scrambling to find somewhere to go.
So how do you instill a sense of security and safety for kids who had both stolen from them by these fires? Brown says they've begun offering mental health services for kids, but simply having them return to class was a big step.
The goal was to make sure that they get back together in person and see each other. And sure, we lost our building, but we still have each other. And I think that that has been a huge factor in students being able to move forward.
Then we went outside, we checked, and we saw like the fire like getting like bigger. My mom said we should leave.
With nowhere to gather, a few weeks ago, they started busing students nearly an hour away to a donated event space in South LA. Its owners, a local education foundation called SOLA, helped convert the space into several classrooms.
We're here in this building because my school burned down in the fire.
9-year-old Zachary Jefferson's home and school went up in flames in a matter of hours.
Do you remember when you found out about your school burning down? Like, how did you hear that news?
I just came down the stairs one day and my mom was like crying. And I was like, why are you crying? And it was like, our house burned down and our school burned down. My school burned down. And so I was crying too. I felt sad.
Rosebud parent Lauren Young also lost her home.
Our house is gone.
She filmed this the day after her family was forced to evacuate.
That's our house.
Young's 5-year-old son, London, is a kindergartner at Rosebud. She wants 4-year-old Rain to go as well when he's old enough.
I really feel like London was thriving there. He is to himself a lot. So to see him flourish at school and have so many friends of all ages, not just his class, it felt like more than a school for us. It's a second home almost.
Since the fire, Young and the boys have been living like so many evacuees, staying in 4 different hotels in as many weeks. Throughout, she's tried to protect them from the full scale of what's been lost.
London has asked to see our house. He's asked to see the school. And that's something I don't think I'll let him do.
You just think that's going to be too jarring for him?
Yeah. For now, I think just, you know, him knowing what happened and us kind of shielding him from the actual images of it, I think is best.
But when students are willing to share, handling those conversations often falls to teachers like Laura Chavez.
I love the color scheme.
Chavez grew up in Altadena. She teaches 4th grade and, like so many of her students, lost her home in the fire as well.
The town that
I grew up in, I'm gonna get emotional. You can't, it's not there. It was something out of a movie. It was apocalyptic.
How do you talk to the kids about the fires? Do you talk to them about it?
Yes. So I wanted to make sure that they knew that I was just like them. Like, it happened to me too, and it's okay to share. And I just let them tell me all about how they lost their dinosaurs or their favorite shoes and all of their things and their toys.
Sean Brown says this week the school relocated again to another temporary location. Idea.
When you're faced with a disaster like this, it doesn't sound like there's some kind of a textbook that you pull off the shelf to say, oh, here's what you do on day one, on day five, on day 10. Like, how did you figure all this out?
I just had to figure it out because I knew that the kids needed us, their families needed us to help them navigate this situation. And so that was just kind of like my main focus. What are we going to do with these kids? We got to get them back in school. We got to make sure that they are okay.
When his family fled, Zachary Jefferson grabbed a basketball and his best sneakers. Despite everything he and his family have lost, the fires have also given him some perspective.
In the bus drives, like, sometimes I see like homeless people and I think like how are they living? Because they never had a home. So I still feel sad every once in a while and think about like the stuff I've lost, but I still try to get through it and learn.
Getting through it and learning. It's a mission that Rosebud and many other schools in the region are now trying to accomplish. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham in Altadena, California.